Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you may be listening to. This is your host, Minister A.D. Hubbard, coming to you live from Speaking Mind Now radio broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, I just want to do a spur of the moment show because we all know that tomorrow, exactly at midnight, if you are not already have your Thursday command, that tomorrow is supposed to be the Thanksgiving Day. And I say the word supposed to be because a lot of us take it for granted, and that we are giving thanks to God on one special occasion, on one day. But I'm just not believing that because, you know, it hurts my heart to hear people say, well, I'm giving God thanks for this and that, only for that day, but they never give God thanks for every day of their life. And that's what has driven me to do this show tonight, because in about 28 minutes Central Time, it will be Thanksgiving Day. But I'm here to let you know that every day is Thanksgiving. Not that just because we get around family and friends and eat a big old turkey dinner with smashed potatoes, yes, I said smashed, cornbread, corn on the cob, giblets, or, you know, can of yams or whatever, or drink tea. We just get to give God thanks every day. And I'm just here, thankful to God that He has allowed me to live 45 plus years. And even before I got saved, I just gave God thanks for allowing me to be alive. Because a lot of us who have been taken out for whatever reason are no longer here, and God has the ability to hold power of life and death in the palm of His hand. And just being here on earth allows me to give God thanks and praise. And I'm just forever grateful that He is God, and by Himself there is, and He is God by Himself, for there is no other. The book of First Chronicles says that give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His love endures forever. His love does not endure for one day. His love does not endure for one night. His love does not endure for a week or a month or even 1 year. But the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16 and 34, it says, for His love endures forever. Now, in my book, forever is a very, 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 very long time. And it does not end, because God never ends. His love, He never runs out of His love. He never runs out of His mercy and grace. But He is the God, not a God, but the God who gives His love to His children. Even though the people out there who have not been saved just yet, understand that they can be thankful, because the Bible says you don't have to be a Christian to be thankful. Because it also says in His word that that everything has breath. Praise ye the Lord. And that you're breathing. Not if it, when you're breathing. Give Him thanks. He has made everything underneath the sun. I mean, you hear the birds chirping, the cows mooing, the cats meowing, the dogs barking, the ducks quacking, the geese honking. No matter what He has made, if you hear the sound that they make, they're giving God thanks. They're giving God praise. And if they can give God praise, what about you and I? What about we give Him thanks just for waking up in the morning? Most importantly, why don't we give Him thanks just for being God? I don't have to have a turkey in front of me. I don't have to have all those good food and family and friends to be around with. I'm giving thanks to God, even though I'm by myself. And it saddens me that I had the opportunity a message given to me last week, and they wanted to give me some money to travel back down south to Arkansas to visit the family. But I told my family that I can't make it this year because I have to be at work the next morning, Friday at 3:30 in the morning. So, and I'm thankful to get the invitation. But even if I did go, I'm thankful to God that I have Him to praise and have Him to give glory to. But it's not about just having that one day of Thanksgiving. November 24th is not really just a special day, but all year round should be special. All the years that God has given you life, all the years that God has given you breath, all the years that God's given you joy, you should be thankful not just for one day, but from January 1st to December 31st. Be thankful to God because he is worthy to be praised. And there's nothing else I can say about that because God is God all by himself. He is God no matter whether you like God, you love God, or you don't love him, you don't like him. God is God. He doesn't need us, but we need him. We need him to cleanse our souls, to cleanse our minds, to cleanse our hearts, that we can be justified by his son, Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, without my brother shedding the blood, there would be no remission. Can I say it again? Without the shedding of blood, without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sin. And I am thankful for one who gave his life on my behalf. Make it personal. Say, I'm thankful to God who gave his life, who gave his son on my behalf for all the things I've done that was ungodly, for me to miss a burning hell and to be glorified and to be reigned with him. Because the thief on the cross told Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus responded back and said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't say tomorrow. He didn't say next week. He didn't say next year. He said, but today you will be with me in paradise. And that don't give you shout and praise. I don't know what will, because we ought to be thankful and grateful to God that he has given us life in him. He also said in his word that I have given you life, but I have given you life more abundantly. And that word abundantly means he has given you strength above all other things. He's given you joy over other things that can make you happy. He's given you power to do the things that he has called us to do. And so we just need to be grateful and thankful that being thankful to God or having a thankful heart, I can't express it enough, it's not about one day. It's not about no turkey. It's not about no giblets. It's not about none of that, decorations. None of that. But to give him thanks for everything. And everything, give him thanks. Father God, we just love you right now so much, God. We just ask you to give us what you have called us to do. Give us strength, God. Give us joy. Give us peace, God. Because without you, we are nothing. We can't do nothing. And Lord, I just want you to know that no matter what day it is, no matter what time of day it is, no matter what I go through, God, I have to give you praise. No, God, I don't have to. I want to give you praise because you graciously give me strength to wake up in the morning and you touched me with your finger of love. You gave me strength in my body to get up in the morning and do what you have called me to do, God. God, I just love you right now so much, God, that no matter what I go through, the good, bad, or the ugly, God, you are always right there. You've always given me praise. You've always given me glory to God to give back to you, God. You died for me so that I can live for you, Lord. And Lord, I'm just thankful and grateful for that right now. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. So whatever we got to do, wherever we got to go, whoever we meet, we just need to give the God that we serve, the unadulterated, the uncensored praise that he so well deserves. And God, we just love you for what you have done. Because this is not just a Thanksgiving day, but a Holy Ghost holiday, God. And we thank you for it. We love you, honor you, and God, we sure enough praise you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let's go.
Come on. Hey. Got my hands in the air. My God is so good. Yeah, he took my cash. Yeah, and what a difference he made. My future's so bright, need some Ray-Ban shades. And I can do it all through Jesus. I'm not a doubter, I'm a believer. You see, bro, yeah, he loves you indeed. Just give it all to Jesus. He the one that leads us.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Don't know how you gonna make it. Yep.
God got you if you just take a look.
Yeah.
time to get it back. Time before you trouble. Yeah, so let's celebrate, because everything's gonna be okay.
Come on,
say
it.
Baby, need a pair of shoes.
I've been there. But you gotta know this.
Let me tell you how.
This is how you can get through. Come on. Remember what his word says. He's got your back, y'all. Today is gonna be a great day. Now put your hands up if you're glad about it, cause it's the Holy Ghost. Holiday. Yeah, I'm taking a break off of worry, y'all. That's right. I'm taking a day off from stressing, cause it's a, yeah. You know why? It's the Holy Ghost. God's gonna supply all your needs today. Cause it's, yeah. I ain't worried about my haters, Candy. You know why? Yeah. No matter what you're going through, it's gonna be. Yeah. It might be hard right now, y'all.
Even though it's hard, don't let up.
Today's
gonna get much better.
It might be raining today, but
Holy Ghost Holiday, y'all. That was James Fortune and Fire featuring Kenton Jones. It's a Holy Ghost Holiday. Not just for tomorrow or today or whenever you hit Thursday morning, but it is a Holy Ghost Holiday. And you know what? Get this. It ain't got to be a holiday to be a holy day. It ain't got to be Christmas or Thanksgiving or 4th of July or even St. Patrick's Day. Or even Columbus Day, but it is a Holy Ghost holiday every day. I mean, from January 1st to the end of the year. And we just praise God for that because, you know, any of us can go at any time. You know, and that's just being real. I mean, nobody's promised tomorrow. Nobody's promised the next second. Thanks be to God. When you have breath in your life and air in your lungs, you better give him what's his, because, you know, when the Bible says that if we don't praise God, the rocks will cry out in our behalf. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't want no rock crying out for me, because I got my own mouth. I got my own mind to speak out to God and say, hey, God, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're about to do in my life, because rocks didn't die for me, no pebble, no boulder, no stone, none of that. But the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ himself, got up on that cross and shed his blood. He didn't want to, but he did it anyway. He told his Father, let this cup pass from me. But he did it because he loved us. And we got to love him back. We have to love Jesus back. I mean, we love him because he first loved us. I mean, think about it. We came on the scene after, because God was here a long time ago, way before the earth was formed. But he took his time to create you and me. And let me just say something else, too. I was speaking to a coworker of mine. We was talking about, I hate to get off the subject, but I'm just going to keep it real. talking about people who are same-sex lovers, if you will. And I said, biblically speaking, that God does not make people who are like that. That is a choice, because of the word says that he burnt down Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, if he had burned down those two cities, he was speaking against the sin that they were portraying. You know, the Bible says that men have become lovers of themselves. But my coworker was like, "Nah, I think he made them." And you know, I'm not the kind of person to argue about what God says, because sometimes God tells me to shut up half the time anyway. I don't have to defend God's word, because the Bible is going to speak for itself anyhow. He is the word. He is the way, the truth, and life. Amen. So I didn't say anything, but I just, you know, I kept in prayer. You know, God, renew his mind. Show him the way that what he's saying is untruthful. Yeah, God loves his people. He created everybody, but he hates the sin. And for those of y'all who are out there living that kind of lifestyle, I'm not judging you. I'm not, you know, hitting you over the head with the word, but I'm just telling what the word says, that just like that sin, any sin, no sin has degrees over another sin. You know, you can't tell me that lying is worse than cheating. You can't tell me that murder is worse than adultery. No, sin is sin. God does not look at sin like that, you know, at degrees or temperatures or whatever. That's us. Because, you know, the bigger the sin you do on earth and you go to jail for, probably the bigger the punishment. But God says sin is sin. And when he burnt down two sins over that one sinful act, he was not playing. So I'm going to beg y'all, for those of y'all who like men, who are men, who like women, who are women, or even bisexual, you know, God loves you. God has taken the time out to create you. And he has not ordained the fact that there are men and women out there who are lovers of the same sex. But like, I don't care what the government says. I don't care what the president says, old or new. I don't care what y'all do or say. Because there are ministers out there who have been so scarified and punctified. Yeah, I said it, punctified, punctified, that they are willing to do anything for a quick buck. And they will marry the same-sex couple. Your boy right here, Aaron D. Hubbard, I'm not marrying a single-sex couple. That's just how I feel about it. I'll pray for you and help you get help that you need. But as far as you come to me with a license and say, "Minister, I need you to pray for me and my boyfriend, and you a man yourself, or me and my girlfriend, you a woman yourself," you got the wrong brother. I ain't going to do it. And I was at my last church, like Arkansas, St. Mark Baptist Church, had another so-called friend of mine tell me, "Well, you might get sued." You know what? Damn that. I don't care. Yeah, I said it because I'm real. I'm just expressing my feelings. And nobody shut me down or shut me up. I mean, the government hit themselves, because they are not my God. I will not refuse to marry a same-sex couple. I don't care how much you was paying me, because money is not my God. God is my God, and I love him more than anybody on the face of the earth, even my own family, because God has done a lot for me than anybody on the face of this planet has done for me, because God is my God, and he is my all in all. So, but, you know, I'm thankful to be preached. Like I said on my last show, I am thankful and grateful to preach the word of God. This is not really a sermon tonight, but I am thankful to God that he's allowed me the gift of preaching and teaching. And I love it. I really do. And for those who are like me, who have been probably denied certain things of speaking engagements, don't fret, because God said your gift will make room for you. Amen. And don't even trip about that, because there's some haters out there who will deny you of what God's given you, talk about you like a dog, like he did me. But you know what? Even threatening to take your license away, like one person I know did. Whatever. But just let God be him. Let God be God, and pray to God and ask him for his help, because he will help you. So I don't know where that came from. It just came out of me, but amen. But just give him his. I mean, just tell God how you feel, because God already knows. The Bible says to cast all, not some, not majority of it, not a little bit, but all our cares upon him. Why? Because God cares for you and I. God is a loving God. He will not lead you nor to betray you. I mean, he will not lead you astray nor betray you. He will lead you. You know, get me wrong. He will lead you into the path of righteousness and will not leave you astray or forsake you. So, yeah, that's just how God is. That's just how God works. That is God's MO. Yeah, that is so wonderful to know that God has your backs. Your friend may not have your back for long because your friend can only do so much. But God, the Lord Almighty himself, the heaven and creator of heaven and earth and the seas and all the things that you see around you, he is the one who's worthy to be praised. He is the one who deserves all the glory. He is the one that made us who we are. And no matter what choices we make in life, we're going to make some bad choices. Don't get me wrong. I make bad choices. I'm still making bad choices. Amen. But I thank God for his reality in my life that he's given me another chance, not a second chance, but another chance to get it right. Because there's some things in my life that I have not done right in all my 45 years of living, but God has sustained me and he blessed me tremendously with life. I may not have all that I want. I may not have all that I need. But as long as I got King Jesus, he is all right with me. Oh, wow. I just thank God for that because, I mean, I cannot express how much I feel about him enough. Speaking of which, I mean, that song, it kind of does bother me just a little bit because the songwriter says, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Well, gosh, God, he does work on other people and other people for our behalf through us because that's just how he does. He works like that. He helps us through other people. And for you to say, I can say the person's name, but she's a well-known gospel artist. I'm not hating on her, but for her to say, I don't need nobody else. No, that's not Bible at all because no person is one island. We all need each other. We all need each other. I mean, the songwriter says also, he says that I need you and you need me. We are all a part of this big family. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth, you know. And I love that song because there are some people who I actually hurt with my mouth, but God has given me another chance to get it right. There's a folks that hurt us. But we have to be strong and say, you know what, God, I pray for these people. I pray diligently for them. Help them see the light in your ways, God. Not mine, but your ways, Father God. And help them to survive. And he's just like that. He will do. God is not a man that he should lie. He ain't the son of man that he should repent. Yeah, I said ain't. I'm ghetto like that. I'm the ghetto gospel preacher. So, but I just thank and praise God for allowing us to do what he has called us to do. And when you ask God, when we ask God for things, God may not actually say yes, but he may not even say no. He may tell us not yet because we are not ready for certain things. And that's okay. He is preparing us to get ready because he will blow our minds every time, all the time. And when God tells me not yet, that just made me shout even more because that day is coming. I'm next in line. You ever been in line at your favorite restaurant and you were just so hungry? You seen all the food, all the goodies that you love to eat, and you were next in line at the buffet table, and you just got happier and happier. And when you got your first plate of food, you sat down and just threw it down. That's how we ought to be. That is how we are to God. We just got to throw down because we are in the line of blessings. We are in the line of blessings. And don't be hating on the person that's in front of you when they get their blessing. You are next in line. Amen. You are next in line for your blessing. And God, when God sees you being patient and giving joy to those who are in front of you, oh my God, the blessings can be out of this world. Amen. So don't be hating on my blessing because I ain't going to hate on your blessing. No, I'm going to praise God for you and with you. But we're going to give God his anyway. So, amen. So this is, I'm calling this time a little short today, tonight, whatever. Because I'm basically running out of words to say. But I just can't help give him praise. And just know that no matter what you need in life, just ask him for it. Ask him. He may not give it to you right away. I mean, but just be thankful. Even if he does say no, just be thankful, because what he may give you or give us may not be that time just yet. But be thankful and say, God, you know what? Whatever it is for me, it is for me. Amen. And he will. He will. I say he will make a way. God bless you.
I see you crying, I see you hurt, I see you reach, I know you worry from all your struggles, and all your troubles, too much to handle. What do you do?
There's one thing.
There's one thing that you must remember about my God,
that
he always makes a way.
Yeah,
I know your situation still, and you can't see him, but
he always
makes a way.
Yeah,
you're not in this by yourself when there's no one left.
Remember,
somebody's
been hurting.
I know you think about tomorrow, but don't forget
what he's already done.
About yesterday,
wow.
He brought you through, and he helped you make it through all the pain.
He brought you through.
He will come through. There's one thing that you must remember about my God.
When it seems like it's over, he steps in.
Always makes a way.
I know. Right now you can't see him.
I know he will.
Makes a way.
You're
not alone.
You're not
in it. You don't have nobody else. Thank you.